banking services across the country is likely to get affected today, that is 26th of December. The nationwide strike is called by the United Forum of Bank Unions against the proposed merger of Dena Bank, Vijaya Bank with Bank of Baroda. The central government in the month of September had announced that the entities would be merged to create India's third largest bank in the public sector banking space. As many as 10 lakh employees will be on a day-long strike, and a total of 9 bank unions have called for this strike. This includes the All India Bank Employees Association and the National Organization of Bank Workers, among others. This nationwide strike would impact the banking services like deposits and withdrawal at branches, check clearance and issuance of demand draft, etc. So the question arises as to why are these employees protesting in the first place? Well, this will be the second bank strike in less than 7 days. The bank employees are protesting against the proposed merger and are also demanding pay revision as well. Now, if we look at the bigger picture, what can be the consequences of this strike?
Over 10 lakh bank employees of public sector banks are on strike today, pursuant to a call given by an organization called the United Forum of Banking Unions. It is said that over 10 lakh bank employees are on strike today protesting primarily the proposed merger of Vijaya Bank, Dena Bank and Bank of Baroda. According to them, this merger will finally lead to privatization of the bank, job losses, branch closures, which is not in their interest. They also have a grouse. They say their wage settlement has not been done. The fact remains is that these kind of strike calls put the common entrepreneur, common man, the trader, the small businessman to hardship. Over 15,000 crores of banking transactions are expected to be hit today. These strikes actually do not help the cause of the banker in today's scenario. Banking is in a mode of crisis. 11 public sector banks are under what is called prompt corrective action. They are sick. They actually, in normal circumstances, should have been closed down. The bank employees need to actually realize that if it was not for the government, if it was not public owned, these 11 banks were due for closure, including IDBI Bank also. But it is a government support which keeps supporting the inefficiency of these very bankers who are on strike today. And it is this very lot of bankers which has got India's banking system to a standstill in terms of the non-performing assets. So if the bankers are really concerned about their own well-being and the welfare of the organization they work for, if they are actually faithful to those organizations, they need to see the larger picture. These strikes actually keep the larger picture away, of course, for vested reasons. The larger picture would be, keep your strikes away, get the banks into order, get out of this NPA crisis that has been created where you are one of the participants, and do not put the public to hardship. I don't think the public sympathy remains with these kind of calls of strike by the bank employees.
The merged entity will have a combined business of ₹14.82 trillion, making it the third largest bank after the State Bank of India and HDFC Bank. On one hand, when the government wants banks to grow in size through this amalgamation, on other hand, the union members of the United Forum of Bank Unions say that this merger will see a large number of branches getting closed and customers will have to face hardships, as already banks are burdened with the implementation of various government schemes such as Jan Dhan Yojana, Mudra, Social Security Insurance and Prime Minister's Housing Scheme. Unlike bank unions, market experts believe that the merger of weaker public sector banks with large banks makes sense. They believe that if this merger goes well, in all likelihood, further permanent consolidation could be seen in the PSU banking space. Do let us know what you think in the comment box below. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.